Blog Talk Radio.
And good Monday morning. Hope everyone had a great first part of July, first weekend in July. Jeff Fortz back with another edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. We are just almost at the 4th of July holiday, which means we are right at the halfway point of the MLB season. Kansas City going into a four-game set over the weekend with the Minnesota Twins, a couple of games on Saturday and that Friday night contest. Kansas City gets 3 out of 4 in this series with the Minnesota Twins, an inch back closer into that AL Central race. They right now tied 3 back of the Cleveland Indians. That ties them for second place in the AL Central. So Kansas City gets it done when they needed to. They come away yesterday with a 6-2 victory over the Minnesota Twins. Scott Alexander, the victory for the Royals. Starting pitcher Travis Wood, very good in this game. He would not factor in the decision, however, but his first start in quite some time. He comes back and has a very nice, all things considered, a very nice start for Travis Wood in this game, and goes 4 innings, allows 6 hits, 2 earned runs, struck out 3, looked very good late in this game, but just could not register enough to get the victory in this ballgame. Could not go the required amount of innings for a victory, so does not qualify for it. However, Scott Alexander comes in relief and does get the victory. He goes 2 innings, allows 1 hit, while striking out 1, Alexander with his first win of the year. He goes to 1-2 on the year. The back end of the bullpen comes in and helps out as well. Moylan, Soria, and Herrera all going 1 inning late in this game. And again, the Royals get the 6-2 victory over the Minnesota Twins. So again, Kansas City right now, halfway point of the season, they are 1 game over .500, 41-40. That is good enough for second place in the AL Central, trailing just now the Cleveland Indians, tied with the Minnesota Twins. Several games coming up that the Royals have to look forward to and have to kind of take a peek at. They head into a West Coast swing coming up starting tonight. We'll talk a little bit more about that matchup later on in the show as they head out to the West Coast. Yes, more 9 o'clock games, Royals fans. I'm sorry, but we do have quite a few more 9 o'clock games coming up in the next week or so. But again, we will talk about that pitching matchup coming up a little bit later in the show. Despite the surge by the Kansas City Royals in the last few days, and maybe not even despite it, maybe because of it, the All-Star ballots came out yesterday, and the Kansas City Royals featuring a pair of players and could potentially get another one. We'll talk about that. First of all, the honorees, the first stringers, I should say, for the Kansas City Royals, catcher Salvador Perez, he gets another All-Star game appearance, as well as one starting pitcher, Jason Vargas. He was named to the All-Star game as well. So congratulations to both of those guys. Salvi, a multiple-time All-Star, hasn't quite made the Hall of Fame yet. Give that time, though. Multiple-time All-Star, and Vargas getting his first. So congratulations to both those guys. However, we're not done yet. Not done yet. As the Royals Still with one potentially to go. Voting will open tomorrow. According this going into the final vote for the MLB, Mike Moustakas is on that ballot, folks. Go to MLB.com, vote. Mike Moustakas can get in to the All-Star game via the final vote, via the fan vote. He would get in. Also, if you have Twitter, go to Twitter, hashtag vote Moose. However, those votes on Twitter do not count until tomorrow. So wait, store up all of those vote Moose and store up all of those hashtags, and you can see your boy, the third baseman of the Kansas City Royals, making the All-Star game this year. Moose, who is on pace to demolish the home run record for the Kansas City Royals. He is on pace to really just absolutely tear it up and vote him in to the All-Star game again. Hashtag vote Moose on Twitter. But again, that starts tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing if the Kansas City Royals can do what if Royals fans can do what they did a couple of years ago and easily push Moose into that All-Star game. To me, it just seems like a foregone conclusion that Moose is going to get in. Everybody knows in Major League Baseball exactly what the Royals fans do when they get put up to a vote. They can put up some big numbers, and we'll see if they can do that. But again, get on Twitter, get on MLB.com, whatever it may be, vote Moose to join Salvador Perez and Jason Vargas in the Hall of Fame. There is still talk right now that Vargy could be the starting pitcher for the Kansas City Royals, that first inning pitcher. That would be a very, very cool honor for Jason Vargas. First Royals pitcher in quite some time to get that nod. I believe Zach Greinke did at one point get that All-Star nod, but would be really cool to see Vargy getting the opening pitch, getting the opening ball for the first pitch in Miami coming up in just a couple of days. But first things first, they head out and take on the Seattle Mariners coming up tonight. And we'll talk about that in just a little bit, but I know on the players' minds first are this West Coast swing with both the Mariners and the Dodgers. A couple of quick notes in the NBA, some signings happening over the weekend. Paul Millsap will join the Denver Nuggets. 3 years, $90 million. Kyle Lowry re-signed with the Toronto Raptors. 3 years, $100 million. This coming off of the Steph Curry signing that I believe he got a kajillion dollars. Steph Curry right now bathing in $100 million. That contract is crazy. One other thing in the NBA I did want to note. Saw this on ESPN yesterday. Gordon Hayward, being courted by the Boston Celtics. This is an interesting trip, and I know this happens probably to all of the guys that are courted by these big teams, but featuring a trip to Fenway Park, yeah, no problem, whatever, that happens. Also the Boston Beer Company and several historical sites in Boston over the next couple of days. Gordon Hayward going to have a nice little trip to Boston. Don't stay at the Boston Beer Company too long, as Sam Adams will really kick you in the ass. Trust me, dude, I know. And if you got the reference there, congratulations. Hats off to you. Rest in peace, Chris Farley. Okay, before we take a look at the pitching matchup tonight, one more note. Just on a personal level, I want to thank all of you who extended their thoughts to me on the death of my cousin. I really appreciated that. All of the direct messages and private messages I was getting via both my Facebook page and Twitter feed. Want to thank you for that. That was very, very nice of the listeners to do that and to get a chance to talk about him, get a chance to remember him. Adam, we love you to death, man. We're going to miss you a ton, really a ton. And I can't wait to see you again, man. I really can't. All right. Let's take a look as we close out today's show. Let's take a look at the pitching matchup tonight. Again, the Royals head west to take on the Seattle Mariners tonight. A 9-10 start. Ian Kennedy going to the mound for the boys in blue, 2-6 with a 4.72 ERA. Gave up a home run for his 11th consecutive start last time, but went 7 innings and allowed only the 2 runs against the Detroit Tigers. So that streak remains intact, but does get the victory over the Detroit Tigers in his last game, the first time he had pitched at least 7 innings since April. So a rocky start for Ian Kennedy, but hopefully this win is the start of some very, very good things for Ian Kennedy going into the second half of this season. He matches up against rookie Andrew Moore. The 23-year-old was recalled from AAA Tacoma. Will make his second start. He gets the victory in his first, allowed 3 runs in 6, 3 runs on 6 hits in just a little over 7 innings against the Tigers. So both of these guys getting a victory against the Tigers in their last outings. But again, Kennedy against Moore tonight. Kennedy 2-6 with a 4.72 ERA. Andrew Moore, and only his second start, he goes 1-0 with a 3.86 ERA. Not a strikeout guy, only 4 strikeouts in his 7 innings for Seattle against Detroit in their last contest. So not a big strikeout guy, plays to contact a lot, and the Royals will be more than happy to play to contact with Adam Moore and contact deep, deep, deep into the outfield seats. If the Royals are going to win this game, they need to put up some big runs, and I think this is the offense that can do it against a rookie pitcher and a defense that just isn't that good, quite frankly. So we'll see tonight how that fares. But again, 9-10 tonight for the boys in blue as they take on the Seattle Mariners. It gets better, though, fans. It does get better as in the next couple of days. The Royals and Mariners have an afternoon tilt tomorrow, a 5:40 start. So it does get a little bit better, and that matchup tomorrow is straight fire. I will be excited to talk about tomorrow's pitching matchup. The 4th of July will bring fireworks, definitely. Jason Vargas against Felix Hernandez. You know how much I love a pitching matchup, and by God, that's what we are going to get tomorrow. But again, sit through this 9-10 start tonight. Should be a nice matchup for Kansas City facing off against a rookie pitcher. All right, that is all I have for today. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow on your Independence Day version of 15 Minutes of Fame.